following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's Valentine's. Time to send your sweetheart something special and indulgent. My recommendation, the all-new Fannie Mae berries. They're incredible. Large, luscious strawberries dipped in real rich, decadent chocolate. She'll love them. Made from Fannie Mae, the legendary Chicago chocolate company. Unlike other dipped berries that use an oil-based compound, not real chocolate, Fannie Mae berries uses rich, premium, 100% chocolate. They're dipped and shipped within 24 hours, so they're always fresh. Twice in the last month, I've ordered Fannie Mae berries. They are, without question, the most mouth-watering I've ever tried. Right now, my audience gets a limited-time special offer on Fannie Mae berries. Order the half-dozen decadent strawberries, $19.99. Half-dozen large, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark, and white chocolate. $10 off the regular price. Only, though, if you use my name. Go to fmberries.com, fmberries.com. Click on the mic, upper right side, enter Colin.
Live from the KXPN Sports Office, I'm Randy Bushcutter, and we have breaking news on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, Merritt, what do you got?
Thanks, Randy. We have breaking news on a possible change to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Jared Crick tweeted yesterday, "Join me and my guest, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow morning. We'll discuss politics, weather, and life in general. Maybe some sports."
We are projecting that this will be the end of the Doug and Daddy Show as we know it.
It is believed that KXPN and KICS owners needed to make a big splash in signing a host, like the best Husker rookie this last year in the NFL.
But after Levante David said no, then we got Jared Crick.
So we proudly present the Jared Crick Show.
Live from the Midway Auto Broadcast booth, it's the Jared Crick Show. With special guests, former Doug and Daddy host, Doug Duda. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Crick.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. He big times us. Just like in a, he was serious about the retirement thing. One and done. Hopefully that NFL career lasts longer, which I know it will. Oh, back to the insanity that is the Doug and Daddy Show with Damon Day here on the program. I've already talked to the producers. I said, step it up. We've had two professional athletes, at least, and I think we're going to have another one later this week, Shanley. Is Shanley going to join us? How are we doing on that?
I sent him a message.
We're efforting.
Efforting. Efforting. That's the word. But we want to thank Jared Crick for coming in and spending the hour with us in a little plush yesterday. Good times, and don't get an opportunity to do that. I mean, he's spending his time just back, and as he said, man, I was bored. I thought I'd do that.
Don't you think it's amazing when you talk to a professional athlete just how different their lives are compared to our? Like, that's like when you talk to like the pro guys or whatnot, the guys who have really made it to that level. It's just amazing how different their day in and day out lives are, and how different, you know, it is of a lifestyle than it is than just a normal everyday. And I'm sure he's very grounded and very, you know, he sounds very humble in his accomplishments, but he lives in a world that, you know, none of us are ever gonna. It's just amazing to me when you talk to a pro athlete just how crazy their lives can be.
And that's just it, because when you talk to an athlete at that level, general fan, even sports media, they want to ask so many questions that are just, well, I don't know, I can't tell you that. What's he actually going to tell us that Bo Pelini said behind the scenes? Nothing, because right. That doesn't do any good for anybody.
They do follow the code. They do follow the code.
That's a good way to
put
it.
They do have that locker room code, you know, because as I know, just with my relationship with Jabos, you know, I rarely ever will ask a question of, hey, so how's this guy or how's that guy? But just in contact or just in general conversation, you can kind of tell the guys that he's closer with. But it's very interesting just, you know, just how big it is and how, you know, they probably, you know, he's probably ecstatic just to be home. You know, where he is just Jared and family and watching TV, like kind of like he said. But I just always find it amazing just that lifestyle and how much in our society we truly do put those athletes on a pedestal. And so I found that to be very interesting.
Well, Jared, as you said, Jared, pretty humble. I think he gets embarrassed a little bit by the attention, because it's two things. Around here, really big deal. In Houston, nobody knows who he is. In Lincoln, they knew who he was.
Yep.
But he's still trying. And when he gets to that level, and Jabba got to that level. He was a superstar before he ever threw a pitch in Yankee Stadium. So it's just cool to see him, but I don't try to get too deep in all of the, you know, what's this guy like? As you said, you know, what are you making? Where do you, what's going on? You know, he's 23. He's 23. He's as new into this as we probably are asking him about it. So, yeah, when it comes to these guys that we've had on the show before, whether they're NFL players, whether they're Alex Gordon or Jabba Chamberlain, they have to be guarded too.
Oh.
Because they're asked so many questions by so many people, and everybody wants to be their, quote, pal, their friend. Oh, you can tell me. Well, that's not the way it works.
You heard Peter King earlier on the Coward Show talking about, you know, give me a quote. Give me something good to go with. Why would you ever want to give anybody a great quote in today's media? Because if it's too good of a quote, then you've obviously offended or given up too information. And, you know, I am definitely more along the Belichick side. I like how Belichick answers some questions. But I'm not a member of the media such as you, where you need those answers to help inform your public and inform your fans as far as actually what's going on. But I think the people in New England embrace the fact that Belichick doesn't say anything. I think that's part of their, you know, their persona as a Patriots fan is, we don't need all that. We just win.
He can do it because they do win.
Yeah. You know, I remember when he was the coach of the Browns. I remember when he was coach of the Browns. And they couldn't get him out of Cleveland fast enough. That's what my brother always – both my brothers always remind me of, the fact that, you know, we did have Bill Belichick as the Cleveland Browns coach, and he was a miserable failure, you know. And so – but the statistics show that your first NFL job, you're not going to be as good at as your second NFL job, and you saw that with the Browns when they hired Mangini. I think they were thinking, okay, he failed with the Jets. All right, now we got him. And now he's walking around ESPN, you know, with his weird tidbits of information. So
join us today on the show, folks. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up on the program today. We've got guest Dave Revson. He'll join us from Minneapolis, where he is calling tonight's Nebraska-Minnesota game. Interesting game here because Minnesota has dropped four in a row, and they're still ranked. So that tells you the kind of start that this ball club got off to. That game is at 8 o'clock tonight, and it will be on the Big Ten Network. We'll also talk with Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald. About half the conference tournaments in the state are done, the rest of them finishing up here basically this week, and we're right around the corner from the Heartland Hoops Classic. Omaha Central, the number one team in the state, beaten, and it's taken some of the luster off not just their matchup with Oak Hills, but a dynasty that may be starting to kind of come apart at the seams. One of those things from, if you read Stu's article, if you talk to people, they've got a great first five or six, and not all five or six of those guys may be focused right now. There may be some things off the court that are giving them some problems, and then they don't have a whole lot of depth. Yeah, well, what does two good pitchers get you, Damon?
At least a fighter's chance in 1/4 of your games.
Yeah, there you go. So they need a little bit more there, and that's kind of what they're looking at. So we'll talk with him about that. And there's some pretty good boys basketball in our area too. Conference tournaments continuing, and Kearney Hastings tonight also going on regular season doubleheader on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. But that's what's coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Minnesota, they've lost four in a row. And tonight, the spread against Nebraska is 19. Minnesota favored by 19 over Nebraska. Yikes. So, there you go.
That is an interesting, I mean, but Minnesota really came out of nowhere. I mean, if you look at all the prognostications and all the things that started at the beginning of the year on where they put them being starting off as well as they did against the schedule that they did, no one expected them to be where they were at. So now they're kind of coming back to the field a little bit, and I think it's a good time for the Huskers to be going up there and playing, because I think the way that, you know, the coaching staff of the Huskers have with that mentality of let's just play as hard as we can, they're Minnesota reeling a little bit. Is a perfect time to get in there and get them and get out type of thing. And so I definitely will be watching that game tonight, interested to see how we, you know, go up there, because it's either one of two things. Nebraska is going to have a chance to sneak one, or Minnesota's thing, and this is our chance to get back on the right side of things and kind of right the ship type of thing. So very interesting matchup for Nebraska hoops.
This tells you how bad the wheels are on the Minnesota bus right now. They could come out and smoke Nebraska tonight. Nebraska has played good, tight ball games on the road. They don't win many of them. But I'm thinking 72-55 tonight, Minnesota.
Yeah, and then, you know, and actually if Minnesota comes out and does do what they're supposed to do, then they did what they were supposed to do. You know, that's kind of where, unfortunately, the Huskers are in this first year of the new regime. But, you know, they're fun to watch. They're fun and they're more competitive. I mean, they at least play harder. They do all those little things that make it more watchable. But people still leave with 10 minutes to go in the second half. I mean, so yeah, it'll be...
Well, we'll find out what Dave Revson thinks at the end of the program. But as you basketball,
maybe to change subjects. Yeah. Here's one for you: are we really quoting a reality TV star of an NFL quarterback on what we're going to do with the future of our children? And Kristen Cavallari, did you read that? Okay, Kristen Cavallari was on this show called The Hills in Laguna Beach. It's an MTV reality show. We have national
media. The only reason you know anything about that is because you coach college kids.
Go ahead. Exactly. But at the end of the day, I was watching the news last night, just happened to flip through some things. It was on CNN. Fox had something on it. NBC had something on it. And ESPN was running it in their loop every 15 minutes. And I just was like, really? We've gotten to a place in society to where now we are going to trust and let this person have a valued opinion about what we're going to do with our children. And I was sitting there like every now and again I'll say something to somebody about the sign of the apocalypse. That was my sign that the world is coming to an end, is that is where we are going now for our unabashed, opinionated people, and we're going to follow what they say. As far as, you know, Kristen Cavallari is not going to let her kid play football. Really?
Who cares?
That's what we're up to. I mean, I was absolutely. And then you have like the serious conversation about, you know, what Junior Seau went through and all these brain scans, and now the $100 million that we're going to go with, the NFL is going to go to Harvard to try to figure some of this stuff out. And people are talking about, is there going to be football in 30 years, or how's it going to look in 30 years? And I was just stunned. They're talking, you put Harvard and reality TV star in the same sentence. So that was just my little tidbit of the day that I found to be one of the most insane news things of the day. And you can tell we're, you know, absolutely, they were talking about you know, the ratings for the Pro Bowl being as high as the World Series. Well, when the World Series is on, if you're not a baseball fan, you can go watch college football, you can watch NFL. There's a lot going on. Sunday night, there was not one thing on TV except a Simpsons rerun. You know what I mean? And so they're like, oh, coward. The NFL is so big. Hey, man, you know, if the World Series was on right now, everyone would be watching because there's nothing else on television from a sporting standpoint. But that was my weird.
And it's easier to bet the overs in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
For free money. Wow. Okay, so that's Jay Cutler's girlfriend. Okay.
Yes. Jay Cutler's baby's mama.
Nice. Married, Jeff? Are they married?
I thought so.
Okay. No. He called off. See, I this is where I'm going to show my.
Oh no!
They called off the wedding. Jay Cutler did, so they're not married.
Good job, moron.
Yeah. And yeah, not to mention, probably her husband is not one of the most, you know, revered quarterbacks in the NFL either. So.
You've absolutely, and the funny thing is, it didn't take producer Jeff 5 seconds to pull up multiple websites with her picture on them. So there you go. Here's what I always say: being in the media business, whether it's sports news, as long as we've been, something major is about to happen in the world that will get rid of all this. When you get to BS talk, and that's what this is, not the injuries in football, but having. You've got to find something to fill your time. Something major is about to happen that's going to wipe the slate clean. We're going to forget all about this. It's going to be a major news, or it's going to be a major sports event. And hopefully it's not a tragic event, but that's usually what happens somewhere throughout the world, and it wipes the slate clean.
Yeah, Manti Te'o's story is a classic example of that, because there's really nothing come out that says anything more than what we heard from the very first article, and now you can start to see.
And have you heard anything about Lance? That was 2 days before.
Right.
Lance Armstrong, nobody cared about the interview. It was all Manti Te'o.
Yep, and now it's kind of, now we're on to reality stars talking. Next thing you know, when the Kardashians is going to give us an update on the Clippers.
Don't say that word. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. When we come back, we're going to talk with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're at Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Lot 2013 Dodge Journey. Start at just over $21,000. Perfect to get your 2013 year underway the right way. Maybe you've got some tax rebates coming your way. Check out their Cadillac CTs up to $6,500 off from the manufacturer. Always the hassle-free, lowest price you can find at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Over 50 pre-owned vehicles right now, under $10,000. If you need a pre-owned vehicle, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck, something that you just need to fill in, something you need for the kids, something you need for work, they've got over 50 of them under $10,000, and you can check them out now. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. You can even see which vehicles those are on their website at thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com, because Midway, it's a better way.
Reaffirm weight loss for every reason.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm.
Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's the Herd. The way we work today is very different from years ago. Communicating, collaborating, interfacing with clients and coworkers, it's essential now. That's why thousands of people rely on ShareFile by Citrix. It makes working with others much easier, while keeping important work files secure and under your control. With ShareFile, you can easily email files of virtually any size and know they'll be delivered quickly and securely. You get notifications when those files were received and opened. Transfer files to others confidentially. You decide who has access. How great's that? And password protection settings ensure high security. Plus, post-project related files to a shared collaboration space. ShareFile allows you to access your files from anywhere. These days, that's essential. Laptop, tablet, smartphone. In today's world, ShareFile makes sense. Try it today, special offer, a full 30-day free trial. ShareFile.com, go there now, click on the mic, enter my name, Colin. ShareFile.com, and type in my name.
High school basketball action comes your way tonight on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Kearney Bearcats host the Hastings Tigers in a girls and boys doubleheader on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Classic Hits 98.9, the boys quarterfinals from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Amherst and Axtell at 6, Elm Creek hosting Loomis at 7:30. It's more high school basketball coming your way tonight on PlatteRiverPreps.com and our network of stations.
Yeah, skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll also see a few flurries and snow showers developing around the area. Temperatures will stay pretty steady in the 30s with northwest winds 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 36.
Well, he's not a black shirt, but it looks like Braylon Hurd leaving the Nebraska football team. And again, this is where you get a little sketchy on all these internet issues and all these websites. This is a local website out of Youngstown, Ohio, talking about one of their local guys. And so Braylon Hurd's status is up in the air. Coach Bo Pelini told the Lincoln Journal-Star last night he hadn't heard anything, but losing two commits and Braylon Hurd in about 3 days would make him ire up a little bit. Hurd was a fifth on the team in carries, behind Amir Abdullah, Taylor Martinez, Rex Burkhead, and Amani Cross. 357 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. He would be a junior. MyValleySports.com, and as we talked about this morning, I'm sure everybody's heard about by now. So there you go. Congratulations to Nebraska. They have one less running back. And, you know, you can say, yeah, they got a lot of talent there, but we've been in a position where all of a sudden a guy is moving a TV and breaks his leg, another guy gets sick, another guy gets hurt, and all of a sudden you don't have what you need at that position. So there you go in Nebraska football news. Let's do our poll question for the day. Yesterday on the Jared Crick Show, we asked you which Jared Crick accomplishment was most impressive. 56% of our voters said making it into the NFL draft this past season. 32% says holding the single-game record for sacks and tackle for losses. That was 32% of the vote. So on our Jared Crick Show yesterday, making the NFL draft was the biggest accomplishment, according to you, the listeners. Here is our poll question for today. After winning his first tournament of the year yesterday, will Tiger Woods win a major in 2013? And there was, what, every year but once when he's won this Farmers Insurance or whatever it was before that, he's won a major. Of course, you could say that about a lot of things. So, Damon Day, I ask you, will Tiger Woods win a major? Yes, just one. Yes, more than one. Or no?
I'm going to go with yes, just one.
I like that. I like that. I have a feeling that he could have a big year, and I think he could get two, but I haven't heard anybody talking about how the course is set up favorable for him. So I think he'll be the favorite at the Masters, and he may be a favorite in every one of them because he is Tiger Woods. But if he loves the British Open, he loves the Masters. And I think it's his time. I think he's in a good place right now. I think this is as good a place as he's been since 9-Iron Gate. And we welcome in Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. Stuart, also golf expert for the World Herald. What is your answer on the poll question or your opinion? How will Tiger do this year?
I think he's going to take the British, would be my best bet.
Okay. All right. Now, do the Twins have golf clubs yet?
Not yet. They've been on the course, and they've done very well. So, actually, they like being behind the wheel the best. Imagine that.
I figure, what's the over-under? Eight and a half is the age that they first beat you over nine holes?
Might be sooner than that if I don't get out and play more.
Hey, did you hear the news? John Hurley qualified for the Waste Management Open this morning, won a playoff in the play in their qualifier, and he's in.
I just posted that to our World Herald blog too. So good job by the O'Neill kid, and that'll give those Nebraskans. I've got a couple buddies going out there for the tourney this weekend, and I've called them to let them know. Look for the 6'4" guy who can hit a ton.
Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we get into what's going on in Class A and what's going on in Class B, we had a nice matchup here between Kearney Catholic and McCook last Friday that had to make you take a look at your rankings and your thoughts, because you've also seen Wahoo, too. I know a lot of people here want to know, and Adams Central, even though they struggled a little bit here the last week, they're still going to be in the mix. But what about the teams that aren't around this area?
Well, I was able to see Wahoo play in the semifinals of its conference tourney. The Warriors had a 30-point lead in the second quarter, but it's a team that has just one bona fide three-point shooter in Brooke Stewart. A lot of quickness. You know, it's a lot of the guys off the football team from this past year that did so well, and you know, Kearney Catholic had a very successful football team too, and I'm sure that a lot of those kids are out there as well. So if they match up in the state final, you know, you're going to see a lot of athletic play on the floor, and I'm not sure if it's going to be that high scoring, but a lot of defensive quickness there.
Stu, Damon Day here, and obviously Omaha Central defeated. Obviously now everyone's talking about chinks in the armor, things aren't going very well. What is kind of the background story of where Central is at as they get ready to take on a national opponent that comes in with pretty high credentials?
Well, guys, you know, I don't think this is totally unexpected. You know, even from a casual observer, you take a look at their schedule. They're going down to Florida in December. They got a game with Oak Hill on February 9th at Grand Island. It's natural for kids to point to the big events. And I fully expected Central to have some struggles in January just because, for some reason, you can't be up every single night. And Saturday night, Central went through the motions for the better part of three quarters going into the fourth, and Papio wanted a piece of them. and they got a pretty good piece. They were up 17 points late in the third quarter, still up 16 with about 4:40 left before Central got its act together and got to within four and actually had a shot to take it to one.
Well, Stu, obviously they got to watch out for the Kearney High Bearcats coming in on Saturday night. That's their first. Thing that they got to pay attention to.
Let's put it this way: if they should happen to lose Friday night at Omaha South, I'm not sure how a wounded eagle acts, but I think the Bearcats might see it. It'd probably be better for the Bearcats if Central would come in and win that game on Friday night, and maybe think that, okay, things are hunky-dory again, and hey, it's just Kearney, but, the Central, you've got a big three out there. Those three teams, I still don't know how Papel really lost to Omaha Westlake, except for the fact that Westlake might have been smarting because two of Papio's best players were Westside teammates last year. So I told you so factor might, or that, you spurned us factor play into that one. But, beyond that, I think you've got Millard West and Benson on a second tier, and then you've got about another 15 teams, including Kearney, that any given night against the Pack, they can win or they can lose.
Well, we're seeing more balance, Class B up in the air. We talked about C1. What are some other storylines as we talk with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald? What's some other things that have caught your eye?
Well, I think that the girls to only have one undefeated team left in the season is quite remarkable. On the boys' side, you've still got two in Class C1 and four in Class D1. D1 can be a pretty interesting lot this year with Paxton's got a big game tonight against North Platte St. Patrick's. It's in the Paxton gym, and Paxton was able to overcome some hideous three throw shooting, 14 to 35. I mean, Daddy could have done that, even this past year. But if they were able to knock off a good Southern Valley team with John Miller as coach, and they're 15-2 down there at Southern Valley, and so that was a good win against an upper-level team for Jody Rhodes' bunch at Paxton, and now they see another good C2 team tonight.
Stu Pospisil with us from the Omaha World Herald. We haven't really talked much about this yet, but it is the last go of the Devaney. People have been asking me this too, Stu. What happens after this year? Maybe a comment on, is there anything special planned for the final year at the Devaney? Will games be played at Devaney in the future? What happens in 2014?
Well, I think that's something that I would expect the NSAA to address pretty soon. You've got to make some plans. And, what I had been hearing was the Pinnacle Arena wants to have as many games, as many events there as possible. So it would not surprise me that they would go to a four-day two-site tourney. Now, an issue that has arisen is that maybe Nebraska's floor for volleyball becomes volleyball specific, and then you'd have to bring in a portable basketball floor, which I don't think would be that big a deal. I think that they're still going to play some basketball there and use it maybe for practices at times, although they've got a beautiful new practice area. Pershing's out of the mix as far as I can tell. I'd like to be the one to push down the plunger to implode it. And I think Lincoln maybe could solve some of its financial issues by having like a lottery, because I think a lot of people would throw $5 in for the chance to push down the plunger.
Poor Pershing. And just think, they could bring that floor over to the Devaney.
Well, they could. I mean, that's of course, I'm not sure how many dead spots there are on that floor. There might be more dead spots than live spots. But, Pershing's had its share of memories through the years. There a couple girls' finals were played there, and, Darcy Strachey hit for her 52 there and saw that game, and, some awfully good Class B matchups through the years on that floor.
I guess just to kind of put a wrap on our boys' talk here is that it looks about as wide open in almost every class, and now that Central has been beaten, you still probably favor Central, but is there any solid lock right now at this point of the season?
Nah, it's payback for me going 6-for-6 last year on state tourney picks. It is so wide open. Let's be honest, guys. It's not great basketball this year across the state. It's even basketball. It's competitive basketball, but it's just, you know, Class B just doesn't have the standout players. You don't have the Gazelles out there, Dylan Travis from Gross last year. You know, Scott's Bluff, Michael Haddon's been hurt off and on. They lost to Gehring by 22 a couple weeks ago. You know, Scott's Bluff, to me, if they can put it together, you know, it's kind of like Central. You got to favor them again should they get to Lincoln.
And I know you don't 100% all the time, but we got some tweaks with wrestling this year. Is it going to stay in Omaha? We've got the state duels going on. Will it be covered? Just kind of your thoughts on all of that sport.
Well, I think with wrestling, Lincoln, I'm sure, will try and make a bid if it fits into the Big Ten schedules for Nebraska men and women basketball, because you're talking a three-day event, almost four. This year, with going to a 3:00 finish, that's a little different for wrestling. There's a couple real big things that fans should know, is that there's not going to be that big break between like the 140 and 145 classes and for the pictures. They're going to do the award ceremonies on a staggered basis upon the conclusion of the next weight. So after that first weight class is done, you wrestle the second, then they'll stop the action and give out the awards for the first set of matches. So it's kind of a new concept. It's done in other states, but there's going to be a learning curve, I'm sure, in Omaha for parents going, I can't be on the floor. No, you can't be on the floor this year.
Yeah,
and the state rules, it's a great experiment.
I expect a small riot, because I don't think people realize that they are not going to be able to be on the floor to take photos of their sons or brothers or family members, and I don't think people realize that yet. And when they do, I expect many riot to ensue.
Well, I'm hoping that. Yeah, and Doug, remember, you're not supposed to wear colors of your favorite school.
I don't think I do.
Did you see that note in the NCAA release? They are asking for decorum from the press, and some of that is needed. Sadly, folks, we've had too many moms, dads get press passes, brothers, sisters. And there's actual cheering on the floor, and that should not take place.
Well, they stick us so far up at the top of the CenturyLink Center, and I learned this from the former co-host, that it's okay to just go without a shirt, and so that way you don't have to worry about your school colors.
Well, he was trying to write Bertrand, and he got to the R on his chest, and then he had to go to the back.
B-U-R. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, prep sports editor. We've talked a little golf. We've talked a little basketball. We've talked a little wrestling as well. And so that I can get Damon's attention back here with us with golf, because he loves golf. What is happening one more time with the Cox Classic this year?
It is being moved back to the last weekend before the start of both the high school and Husker football seasons. So it's the last part of August. They wanted to have some lead time between the Senior Open that's here July 8th to 14th at Omaha Country Club. Still get your tickets, by the way. Even though it's a sellout, I'm still trying to figure out how they're still selling tickets. And then the Cox Classic is the final event before the Web.com Tour playoffs, think FedEx Cup playoffs. What's going to be cool is the 25 guys that are atop the money list after Omaha will get their playing rights for the PGA Tour for 2014 on the 18th green at Champions Run on August 25th, and that's worth all the changes in times and what have you. Omaha is going to be, you know, for that tour, very prominent, and probably gets more out of that than if they were one of the playoff tournaments.
No skipping that one for the big boys.
Every year they Stu, this is Damon Day. Every year they talk about it. Is there another course in Omaha besides the Champions Club that could host the Cox Classic, or are we pretty much out of courses at that championship level in the Omaha area?
Well, Champions Run has location, location, location. and it has all the amenities. It has a full locker room, which Indian Creek doesn't have. It has a full driving range, which Players Club has one of about half the size. You've got your party crowd is in a 5-mile radius of there. So all the elements suggest that Champions Run is where it needs to be. I think course managing partner Bob Horgan is very satisfied with getting these August dates because it makes Omaha very much in the limelight and before football season and away from the Senior Open. His course, he thinks they won't beat it up as much in advance. And, you know, your season's basically done for golf once Husker football starts almost anywhere. So if this is the end of the year for the, you know, at the end of the year for the golfing season Champions, well then, you know, it comes at a great time for the course's sake.
Finally, Stu, we're asking all of our guests this week, who you got in the Super Bowl?
Who's playing? No.
Oh, wow.
They're not my teams, you know. I don't know. I say take a Harbaugh, but San Fran. Just because Rathman's there, I'll be home state homerish, and you know, they've got kind of a great story with Kaepernick, who came in here with Nevada that time. So I'll root for the Niners, I guess. Is there anything else on that night?
Oh boy, you just killed your street cred, buddy. I'm sorry to do that to you. I'll tell you what, Stu, we'll let you get going. We'll talk to you and see.
Right, where are the Packers?
Who? Never heard of them. We'll see you in a couple weeks, buddy.
Sounds good, guys.
Take care, Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going to watch the Puppy Bowl, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't even know if I watch the Super Bowl.
Zip it.
I mean, I watched some of it, obviously, but I'll probably get too late into the night.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right, sure. Whatever you say. Doug and Daddy Show, you can always reach us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. And you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You're going to need to know the phone number coming up for the Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and that's 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. We'll be back with more, including Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. Stay with us.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports, Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
La 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 la. Scrubber, 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 boom, scrubber, boom, scrubber.
I love hot water.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
can I get a what? Can I get a
what? Visit Rinnai.us, RINNAI.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
So can I get a witness? Can I get a.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska,
independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Hey, skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll also see a few flurries and snow showers developing around the area. Temperatures will stay pretty steady in the 30s with northwest winds 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day on this Tuesday. Don't forget the Grand Island Teammates Mentoring Program, sponsoring a silent jersey auction to raise funds for the program. Right now it's going through GI Central Catholic. Family members, friends, businesses invited to make a silent bid on one of their varsity basketball jerseys, boys or girls. And that with the highest bid gets to wear that jersey all day at their February 1st game against Lexington. Bids continue through today, so get them finished. The highest bidder will be notified tomorrow, and you can contact the Central Catholic office for more information or Coach Zimmerman, S. Zimmerman at GIPS, that's Grand Island Public Schools, S. Zimmerman at GIPS.org for more information. We get those final bids in today. UNK baseball, practicing outside today?
Yes.
How's it going?
Just dealing with it. I mean, one day in, you know, I mean, when we do get outside, it's brutal, but we're proving a point that we're going to have to end up playing in this. So we're doing what we can. I mean, it's just one of those years where, you know, you get a good day followed by a really, really crappy day. And so it's nothing, the weirdest part of this all is we're going to play at home in February. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just something that really blows my mind as far as, they really scheduled this, like, and I know you don't want to beat a dead horse, and I'll probably get in trouble. But really, we scheduled games in the state of Nebraska for February the 15th at home.
What was so nice last year, and you missed out.
Yeah,
I mean, you called Hastings and you said let's play some baseball, or you called somebody Hayes, you said let's play some baseball.
Yeah,
it's 72. Let's play some baseball.
It's
so if you schedule it, we'll be in a winter weather advisory with 6 inches of snow.
Well, I went back and did the math. We've only played we've played 8 games in my 10 years as the head baseball, in 10 years here, we've played 8 games before March the 5th at Memorial Field. We have 8 games scheduled this year at Memorial Field before March the 3rd. So, yeah.
So what's with the beautiful indoor facility, what can't you do?
The only thing that we can't do is fly balls. And actual, you know, relays, cuts, and bunt defenses and all that stuff. You can do all your infield work indoors. You can do all your footwork drills as far as an outfield goes. But actual live fly balls, you know,
The ones that are in the air.
Yeah, the ones that travel a distance. That's really the only thing that we're kind of up in the air about. And so that's just one of those. The first day when you get there, you just start grabbing buckets of balls and hitting as many fly balls as you possibly can. And so it's... It is what it is.
It is what it is. So let's continue on is what it is. I don't think I actually brought this up to you. The coaches' polls are out, and just like almost every other sport, UNK is going to have to prove themselves here. Your thoughts on the league this year?
Oh, you know, I think we're right where we deserve to be picked. We were 18 and 36 last year, 18 and 33. We were a very, very young team that I think is on the upswing, but if I'm one of those coaches and I'm looking at the records of everybody, I put UNK right in that 12th or 13th position, and you know, you can say whatever you want about it. It's our job to go change the minds of those people and go make it to the conference tournament. So, I mean, I'm not going to whine about it. To be honest with you, I don't even think half my guys realistically know that we've even changed conferences. That's just the type of guys that they are. I mean, they're a different crew when it comes to, they don't really get into a lot of that other stuff. And so, you know, it is what it is. That's my favorite way of saying it.
The GPAC came out this morning. Hastings College softball picked to finish 7th. Morningside 1, Northwestern 2, Doan 3. In baseball, Doan 1, Morningside 2, Northwestern 3. Hastings picked to finish 9th this year in the 11-team GPAC conference as they're getting ready at all levels. And, of course, we've talked Nebraska baseball, and we'll be talking more about that as they get ready to start their season on February the 15th. But we're right in the middle of basketball season. And tonight, Nebraska, who seemed to play on the road quite a bit there, well, 4 of their 5 games in this stretcher at home. The one that's on the road is tonight in Minneapolis to take on a Minnesota team that is sliding the wrong way with 4 consecutive losses. So what will happen tonight? 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. And Dave Revson, welcome him back to the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll be on the call with Jim Jackson tonight for the contest. And, Dave, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Doug? Hey, David. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Well, just great to catch up with you again. They should send you to warmer climates, buddy.
Well, there are many to choose from in the Big Ten. I mean, it's not like they said, well, we could either send you to Florida or Minnesota. Although it's balmy in Minneapolis today. It's beautiful.
Well, we got to find a way to get another Big Ten school down south. But let's take a look. What seems to be the problem with Minnesota? I listened in yesterday to the conference call, listened to Tubby Smith. He almost seems exhausted. A couple of his star players maybe are losing some confidence. This seems to be a team that doesn't have a single star player, but really, really balanced. What's the problem right now?
Yeah, it's hard to put a finger on just one thing, Doug. These last couple games, and I had the game against Wisconsin on Saturday, so I got to see them up close there. They've just been really bad offensively. I mean, they've shot the ball extremely poorly against Northwestern and Wisconsin. So that's been a big part of it. But I think, you know, you look at this 4-game skid, and opponents have shot the ball much better from beyond the arc. I mean, this is a team that really kind of hangs its hat on defense, and the defense hasn't been up to snuff. So I think it's been a number of different things for Minnesota. You know, just a matter of not coming up with big plays at opportune times. I mean, part of it is they've lost, you know, to pretty good teams. I mean, Indiana and Michigan, there's no shame in losing those two. I think the one that's a head-scratcher is Northwestern. You know, obviously no one wins at the Kohl Center, so the Wisconsin one isn't that bad. But, I mean, had they gone 1-3 in this stretch and won in Evanston, I don't think you'd be quite as concerned. That's the one where you just say, man, that's just not a team they should lose to.
Obviously tonight, with Minnesota, Rodney Williams Jr. seems to be a guy that's leading them for him. What do the Huskers have to do to kind of keep him under control and take him out of his game plan?
Well, he's kind of kept himself under control. I think that's been part of the problem, too. He's in a pretty bad slump, certainly, these last couple games. And, you know, I think confidence is kind of starting to wane a little bit with Rodney Williams. But, I mean, last two games, he's 3 of 17 from the field. He missed the free throw that would have sent the game into overtime against Wisconsin. He is a great athlete. I mean, he's a tough matchup for Nebraska. And talking to Tim Miles, and I was just over there at their shoot-around, he's certainly a guy that concerns him just because they don't have the athleticism to match up with him. But, you know, Rodney Williams needs to get his game back on track. He's part of the reason this Minnesota team's been slumping.
Talking with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. Tonight's game tips off at 8 o'clock. Dave, it looks like for the first time in a while, Nebraska will have their two, quote, big men back at the same time in Ubel and Andre Almeida. What do you and the analysts think of Nebraska's inside game? It seems to struggle. I know a lot of Nebraska fans, including myself, not a fan of Almeida, just thinks he's kind of wasting space in there. What's the consensus on our big guys?
Well, it'd be a lot of space he's wasting if that's kind of your view on that. I think Andre Almeida's a guy that really they need in this game because of how good Minnesota is inside. And, you know, in Mbakwe in particular, I mean, if you can throw a body like Almeida up against him, I know he hasn't been scoring really at all in conference games and sat out the game against Northwestern after banging his head in practice. But I think he's a guy they're going to need to beat Minnesota just to have someone to at least give a few minutes to match the bulk. I like Ubel a lot. Now, you know, he's not a classic center, you know, in the sense of, you know, this isn't a 7 foot, 265-pound guy, but I think he's really skilled. I feel like he's come on a lot this year. I think given his size, he does a really nice job on the glass, and I've actually been impressed with his game, but again, you know, you've got some teams that are throwing three or four guys in there who are similar to that, and Nebraska really has just the one in Ubel, and then Almeida obviously has been kind of up and down. So it's not a great inside game. I don't think anyone's going to debate that, but they're going to have to play really well. I mean, in talking to Tim Miles, you know, it comes down to you stop transition with Minnesota and you keep them off the glass. If you could do those two things, you have a chance.
This weekend, Ohio State comes into Lincoln. Obviously, the Huskers get a home game after traveling from Minnesota. What do the Huskers need to do to compete? I mean, I think Ohio State's ranked 11th in the recent poll, kind of seemed to be trending upward after a couple early season losses. What does Nebraska need to do to face such a tough Ohio State team?
Well, you're going to have to defend against Ohio State, particularly DeShaun Thomas. You need to figure out a way to kind of keep him in check. And then, you know, beyond that, you kind of need to hope that everyone else has a bit of an off day. They've been kind of up and down production-wise elsewhere. Guys like Aaron Kraft, you know what he's going to give on the defensive end, but his shot has been a little off this year. If he can be in one of those games where he's not producing a whole lot offensively, and guys like Sam Thompson and Evan Ravenel and those guys, you know, if you kind of get them on an off night, that's the way you beat Ohio State is when they're stagnant on the offensive end. So, you know, that's a tough task too. But again, I thought the Huskers played really well on Saturday against Northwestern. It's a different animal when you're playing Ohio State, no doubt about it, but maybe you carry some of that home momentum forward.
Just a couple moments left here with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you believe Michigan's the best team in the country today?
I'm not sure. It's tough to say. They're certainly deserving of being number one. They're in that conversation for being the best team in the country. Are they clearly the best? No. I mean, but I think they're on a very short list of teams that you could say are the best. I mean, Kansas is really good. I think Florida is really good. Indiana is very good. And Michigan's very good. So, you know, again, I think we're at that point of the year where now we're starting to figure out a little bit more. We're about 20 games in. And you get the sense, okay, this is what this team is. And they found their identity, and especially with a team like Michigan working as many young guys into that rotation as they have, I think they deserve to be number one. I don't think there's any reason to think that that's not a justifiable ranking. Are they the best team? I'm just not sure I can definitively say that. But, man, they're awfully good. I mean, you know, if they're one or if they're three, is there really that big a difference? I'm really, really impressed. I think they've, you know, John Beilein's done a phenomenal job. And to think of where this program was his first year, they won five Big Ten games and they were recruiting, you know, players who were, you know, guys like Stu Douglas and Zach Novak, who would choose Michigan over Harvard and places like that, which, you know, certainly a great school academically, but that's not the kind of place you want to go up against for your basketball recruits. I think he's really up the ante on recruiting, and it's just amazing the job that he's done.
Dave, everybody's been pretty politically correct in and out of the state of Nebraska about Tim Miles and what they've done and what he's done here in the first year. There's an article, or maybe it's even on the blogs over the last couple of days. He kind of really got after his team publicly during a timeout against Northwestern. And now people are trying to say, well, how come Tim Miles can get away with that and Bo Pelini can't? Can you explain to people why that is?
I really can't. you know, look, I have no issue with Bo Pelini going after his guys on the sideline. Different coaches have different styles. And if that's Bo Pelini's style, that's fine with me. I mean, I think ultimately it comes down to do you win and do you win ethically and do you win with class and all those kinds of things. But, I mean, if there's, you know, Fran McCaffrey's the same way at Iowa. I mean, I've seen him go after his guys. I was doing a game a couple years ago where he chucked a chair down on the ground in frustration against Michigan State. So, I mean, as long as you're not physically hurting anybody, you know, you're not going up to anyone and choking them or kicking them along the lines of a guy who used to be in this conference. And, you know, as long as you're kind of consistent with your team and they know what the expectations are. I don't have a problem with, certainly with Tim Miles or with Bo Pelini or with any of those guys. You do whatever your style is. Again, I think that's up to the athletic director to be concerned with, and up to the players. And, you know, different guys have different styles. So I've got no issue with any of it. But as to whether there's a double standard or not, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's, you know, it's fan sites and blogs and all that. Not to minimize those, because they are an important part of kind of what, how people follow teams. But, you know, I'm not going to, if a blog site saying, why does Tim Miles get away with it and Bo Pelini doesn't? I don't necessarily think the rest of the world needs to address it.
That's crazy, Nebraska fans. That's what my answer is. We'll let you out of here with this one. On the Dent Popper inbox, got an email. Tom in Grand Island wants to know if you know any more on the rescheduling of districts. Or not districts. I guess he means divisions.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't. I mean, what I do know from talking to some people associated with the Big Ten and getting a sense from athletic directors and stuff, I do get a sense that it's going to be more about regionalism than it was before. And, you know, whether that means just grouping schools that are logical with one another, in other words, it doesn't really make sense to add Maryland and Rutgers to the Big Ten if they're not going to play Penn State every year. I mean, I'd be shocked if those three aren't either grouped together, or if two of them are together and then the other ones are protected crossover or something like that. I think there's going to be more emphasis put on, are you playing the teams that are kind of in your region, and maybe a little bit less on the equality of the divisions competitively. I still think that's going to be a priority, but whether or not it's the number one overriding priority like it was before, or whether it's a secondary or a tertiary priority, I think that's kind of the question here. So I would look to see geography playing a bigger role once this gets decided than it did the first time we went through this.
Dave, great stuff. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to the ball game tonight. So thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay, Doug. Thanks, Damon. Take care, guys.
Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, getting ready for tonight's basketball game.
So if I read what he's saying, that means Illinois and Wisconsin will now move over to the Legends if they go geographically north and south, or east and west.
It would seem that way, but there would still have to be one more team, right? There would still have to be one more team. Because Michigan and Michigan State are, I mean, you've got to have seven on each side. So you'd have Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Northwestern. There's six. You got to have one of the other ones. So either you keep Michigan State on this side, and either only move Wisconsin or Illinois. And again, when the first week that, and I haven't heard anything more substantial about it, but the first week that they named Maryland and Rutgers, I heard Illinois was the logical choice to come over and keep Wisconsin and the balance of power over there. Nebraska would stay with Michigan State. Wisconsin would stay with Ohio State. Let's face it, nobody's going to be overly concerned about Maryland and Rutgers when it comes to football, at least at this point, because Maryland is terrible and Rutgers is decent, but not up to the, I mean, middle of the pack would be very gracious at this point, I would think, coming in, say, in the next 2 years. So that would be my look at it.
Conference realignment.
It's crazy, and I hope if they're going to go get two more teams, let's go get the two more teams and get it over with. I don't want to do what we just did: play two or three years, get two teams, play two or three years, get two more teams. Because I, again, somewhere along the way,
is it going to 16? Is the Big Ten going to be at 16? And if they did get to 16, who would be the two?
Well, there's so many things out there that I don't agree with. Today, I saw an article, I think it was either on Tom Chattel's article or Lee Barfneck, that they might go to a 10-game conference schedule. That's just death. That's just death. Nebraska would be 1,000,000% against that, because everybody needs to have a guarantee of seven home games in these power conferences, and that's why you play. I think it was Tom Chattel's article. He goes, I would miss Arkansas State. You've got to be able to bring
in. You got to have those three games.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's South Dakota State, Idaho State, Crudville, you got to have them to get that extra home game.
That would kill Nebraska, probably more so than any other team, because of our sellout, or because of the Huskers' sellout streak. That's just money. That's just straight money that's going right in the coffers to keep things going. That would have a more dramatic effect on the Huskers than probably anybody else, because I think probably more so than anybody else, that game day, that money brought in from game day, has a more dramatic impact on the Huskers than anybody else. Just from a how everything's funded, you know, you got the big time Michigan's, Ohio State's, whatnot. They get a lot of residual income from their own local stuff that's going on, donors, TV stuff, commercial stuff that they have the ability to kind of do. Plus, they have some other, also other big time sports, obviously with the basketball program side of things that would help ease that pain. But you take away those games from the Huskers, and now you're talking about a financial hardship.
Yeah, I just don't know how that could possibly happen. Just, again, 10 teams, if they go to 16 teams, then you're playing the 7 on your side, and then what do? I mean, there's no fair way to play the other side. You can't play half. You can only play like 1 or 2, or you don't play any of them, and then you just meet in a championship game. I just think somewhere along the way, Nebraska's going to get hosed over when they redo the football schedule. I mean, it's our turn to have the crap. Indiana, and maybe those, you never can tell. In 3 years, maybe they get it turned around down there, and Indiana's good, and some of these other teams.
I've been waiting a long time for that to happen. I don't think it's going to happen in the next 2 years.
We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page, type in Colin, Stamps.com, enter.
Sunday, February 3rd, the San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens square off for a chance to take home the Lombardi Trophy. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason. Join me and the rest of our Dial Global sports crew from New Orleans for all of the action of Super Bowl 47. Can Colin Kaepernick lead the 49ers to their 6th Super Bowl title? Or will Ray Lewis and the Ravens prevail? If it's Super Bowl 47, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, skies remain cloudy through the day today. We'll also see a few flurries and snow showers developing around the area. Temperatures will stay pretty steady in the 30s with northwest winds 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Daddy's Show, where we are ready for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now. If you've not won in the last 2 months, we're going to give away a $25 gift card. And because it's Super Bowl week, I think we might have Troutman's Wednesday Trivia and Troutman's Thursday Trivia as well, folks. So get ready for that. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-3776. That's 888-455-ESPN. Give us a call, and we'll get Troutman's Tuesday Trivia rolling along here on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Some really cool stuff out there. So let's see if we can get a win.
You know, my kids, they hear the promos. They think I'm Daddy. Like, you know, to them, I am
Daddy. You're Daddy.
Yeah. So, and I think almost all the hosts are daddies.
I think so.
I don't know Spence very well, but
not yet.
But
just engaged.
Yeah. So there you go. So the name fits.
There you go. All right. Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
My kid's going to be glad that I brought that up.
Yeah. There's so many of these trivia things that have been out there. Like Nebraska now has somebody playing in their 20th consecutive Super Bowl. Who's next? Can you believe that? Let's go to the phone lines. Oh, wow. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Andrew, here is today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia question. Who is the – oh, boy. And I've got to give you the position. This is the oldest player to ever play in the Super Bowl, and of course, he was a kicker.
Neil Akers.
Not Neil Akers. Tryback, 888-455, ESPN, 888-455-3776.
That was a good one.
I thought you'd appreciate that one, the old kicker question. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris, there has only been one person to win a Super Bowl with three different teams. I'm even going to give you the teams. The Raiders, the Niners, the Redskins. Who is that player?
Romanowski?
It is not Romanowski. Excellent. I think he won it with two different teams.
Well, good guess.
That's a great guess. 888-455-ESPN. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike. Oh, man. Let's see. Which question should we give Mike? Let's do this one. As a player and coach, this person has taken part in the most Super Bowls. Who is it? And I'll give you this, too. Assistant coach counts. Player, assistant coach, head coach. This person has been working on Super Bowl Sunday 9 times. Who is it?
Belichick.
It is not Bill Belichick. 888-455-ESPN.
Good guess.
Didn't play, though.
No, but
didn't
still,
play.
I mean,
that's a good stab. These are fairly tough, I think, so far. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Brian.
Brian. Who has the most touchdowns in Super Bowl history?
Jerry Rice.
As soon as I go to a kind of easy one, they get it every time, and that is correct. Jerry Rice has scored 8 touchdowns in the Super Bowl in his career. Congratulations. $25 gift card is coming your way. Hang on the line. Jeff will tell you how to pick it up. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, Indianapolis kicker Matt Stover. Congratulations. Anything about that?
Former Brown.
44, the year that they won it. He was 42 years, 11 days, Super Bowl 44, the year that they beat the Bears. What else did I go with here? Let's see. My other questions were most wins with a different team. Matt Millen. He was a linebacker with a variety of different teams. The Raiders, the 49ers, and the Redskins. So those are the teams that did that. And then what was my other question?
Matt Millen.
Yeah, Matt Millen, Matt Stover.
Dan Reeves.
Oh, Dan Reeves was the person that's been in 9 different Super Bowls. So there you go. That is the answer to today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. So there you go. That's what's going on today's Doug and Danny Show. Where is that coming from? I have no idea what's going on. I have absolutely no idea what is going on as this show is about ready to come to an end.
A screeching halt.
We're overtime, so let's get out of here. I want to thank Dave Revson for the Big Ten Network. I want to thank Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. I want to thank Jared Crick for letting me have my job back. And we want to thank Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy practice today, sir.
Got my galoshes. We're ready to roll.
Don't forget, Kearney Hastings basketball, 1230 KHAS, and the boys' quarterfinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, Amherst Axtell, Elm Creek Loomis, and all the games as well on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show when our guests will have our Loper Link. We've got the big Charlie Foster invite going on, so Brady Bonsall going to come in, talk a little track, Randy Bushcutter co-host. And before we get out of here, Damon, what was your Super Bowl pick?
49ers.
All right. Damon Day down for the 49ers. It's 49ers just by a freckle right now. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Carthage.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.